Hello and welcome back to the Google Workspace Update podcast from Strawberry 7. My name is Adam.
And my name is also Adam.
We're here to bring you the latest updates about everything that's happening around Google Workspace. This podcast is available as an audio podcast from your regular podcast provider and also as a video podcast on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/strawberry7. Let's get to it.
On with the show. First off, this week, the first update is to do with Google Meet. So multi-pinning and picture-in-picture improvements are now available for Google Meet on Android and iOS. So earlier this year, Google made multi-pinning available for Google Meet within Chrome. With this feature, you're able to pin up to three participants' video tiles at once to keep them fixed on your screen. Google has now announced that this feature is available on Android and iOS devices.
Oh, that's useful. Okay. Now, what will be really interesting, which we can actually test on this video podcast, is whether the multi-pinning is going to work in recording as well. Because that's something that we've noticed with when we record this, for example, with the video, is when we look back at the recording, it kind of switches full screen you to full screen me, and there's no way of really controlling that with picture-in-picture control that we've worked out anyway. Maybe one of our listeners will know how to do that, and by all means do put it in the comment on our video or our audio podcast if you know how to do that, because I'd be really interested to know if there's a way of controlling that in recording. But maybe that's going to be part of this feature, Adam.
Hopefully. Yeah, as you say, it would be really interesting if that is available. And I know it'd be really helpful. I did look it up within Google, and at the moment, within the Meet recording, it does say that only the focus speaker will be present in the recording. And I'm not sure if there is an option to change that. But if that is, that definitely would be really handy. So with this update, it sounds like using Google Meet on Android or iOS worked in a very similar fashion, that it was just the predominant speaker was visible on your Android or iOS device. But now it sounds like you can pin up to three participants' videos on your screen to keep their focal point in front of you at all times. So that sounds pretty cool. Yeah.
That's going to be useful, I think, for our teachers as well, because we're going to have situations where in a classroom you might have some students who are disruptive, who you know are potentially disruptive, and you can kind of pin those students, I guess, maybe, and to keep a bit of a closer eye on them as you're going through the lesson or you're going through whatever you're delivering over Google Meet. So I can see a few different use case scenarios for using that particular feature of being able to pin on. Is that going to be available for everybody as well, Adam?
Yes, that should be available on all Android and iOS devices. So that's pretty cool.
Right.
And also, okay, I think it'll be particularly handy when the more people you have within one meeting, I think that's when this feature will really shine and become very useful. Because if you've only got two or three people in a meeting, then it may, depending on which device you're using and how big your screen is, it's probably not too cumbersome to have them all present on your screen at one time. But especially within a classroom kind of situation, you may have 30 plus participants within your meeting. And so to be able to pin the some key individuals will definitely be very handy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, no problem. What's the next update we got, Adam?
Right. Next up is to do with Google Chat. So we can now send multiple images or videos at a time within chat, which is pretty handy. So you can now select more than one image or video at a time when sending a message in Google Chat. This is available across all iOS devices. Pretty handy. So I've not really used this feature myself, but I did test it out, and it looks as if you can now send up to, I think it's 20 images or videos at once within chat. We use Google Chat quite a lot ourselves at Strawberry 7, but I tend to use the desktop. I use chat on my desktop quite a lot. I don't really send images on my phone, but having the option to is always very handy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the same. I use the desktop version more than anything on my phone too much. But yeah, so just to clarify then, is this kind of something that's mainly for iOS? Is this mainly sort of an iOS focused update where you can send multiple images on or multiple attachments on iOS, but you could always do it on desktop? I can't remember myself whether you could send multiple ones on desktop or not.
To be honest, I'm not too sure. I've never really tried to send more than one.
Me neither.
I'm in the habit of just dragging and dropping a photo from my desktop into the chat window and send that off. But I don't really find myself in a situation where I need to send 20 images across. Yeah. I think if I was to do that, I'd probably just end up sharing an album with somebody or something like that instead.
Yeah.
But for some individuals, if they want to be able to send a handful of images at once, then that is now available. So this update is now available on all iOS devices. It's live right now, pretty handy. But for Android devices, rollout began on September the 15th and is expected to be completed by October the 3rd. So if you're listening to this podcast today, which is the 23rd, of September, then you may find this feature is available to you already, but if not, over the next couple of weeks or so, then it should be live.
Great. That's really useful information, Adam. Thank you. It's worth just noting as well, just on a sort of slight tangent while we're talking about sending files in Google Chat. For anybody not familiar, maybe you've used Google Workspace or you've used elements of Google Workspace but not chat or not sent files in chat. One of the really cool things that Google Chat does is when you send a file that's on Google Drive, say you send a document that's on your Google Drive, what it will do is it will check the permissions of that document with the against the participant that you're sending that to. And it gets really clever because if you're sending it in a group, it will check it against all of the participants. And it will effectively flag up and say, hey, you're sending this document to these participants, but they don't have access to this document. Do you want to change that? And the change options are really clever, aren't they, Adam, around what you can specify, because you can, within chat, you can change the security options. So you can just, at the click of a button, add them all as viewers, you can add them as editors, you can also do something quite clever. I don't know if chat still has this, where you can actually add the participants of that group that are in that group at that time or ever in that group to that document. And I've noticed on the document, it actually puts in this really kind of unusual user that's like participant 4783 as an actual user, which is sort of adding the participants of that group specifically in that chat to that document for permissions. It's very specific sort of addition that it does.
Yes, instead of going on to the directly to the Google Drive website to change any permissions or sharing on an ad hoc basis, then you can do it pretty much instantly within Google Chat. So it's yeah, definitely very handy how all of Google Workspace just it works together, and it is definitely very handy. I think you can also now, within Google Chat, actually edit any documents that are sent within there. Obviously, not if it's something like a PDF, but if there's a Google Doc, I think you can now actually edit it within chat. And it's all live, so it's really handy.
That's clever. Okay, great. I think we've just got one more update. Is that correct, Adam?
Yes, so the final update for this week is to do with Google Sites. So in addition to adjusting the space between content in sites using a new density theme setting, you are now able to use spaces to add empty spaces into your sites in specific places. So this feature provides more flexibility, especially when designing a vertical layout or generally makes templates and web page design much easier. So I'm not overly familiar with Google Sites myself. It's not something that that I've personally used. However, something I do love is being able to make everything neat and tidy and having equal spacing everywhere. I love to do that across everything. Maybe I get a little bit carried away with doing that. But for me, that is something that I do find important. And I love to have everything nice and neat and tidy and having equal spaces and I think it just makes the document or your site or whatever you're working on so much neater and tidier and more visually appealing as well.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. It's interesting with design. I've talked to some designers about this, and the thing is that's quite interesting is even if you know nothing about design or you're not that interested in it, if you look at something that's designed correctly, almost subconsciously you'll just go, that looks nice. And you don't necessarily think about it. It's actually quite interesting. If you think about all of the world's most famous logos, for example, a lot of them are very, very straightforward, or they don't have much fuss about them. And you don't particularly look at them and think, oh, that's a really nice logo. But what you do is you look at it and you think, that looks nice. And that's about it. And if you do that, then really it's solved its case and it's done its job.
Yes, or equally on the flip side, you may naturally, if something's not designed very well, you may your first instinct thought may be, oh, that doesn't look great, or oh, that suddenly looks misaligned or something like that. Whereas if it is actually done properly, you may not necessarily think, oh my God, this looks amazing, but you won't have negative thoughts. So it's almost going in the opposite, where it's not grabbing your attention for a positive piece of feedback, but it's definitely avoiding any negative.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I have to confess, I don't know much about sites either, but for any of our listeners who are using sites regularly, I assume that that is going to have some kind of meaning to them about being able to adjust these content spaces and this new density theme setting. So yeah, if you are using Google Sites, maybe within school, we've got one school that does use sites. We don't get too much involved in it because the coordinator takes care of it, but there'll be that feature in there. Is that available to all versions? It's available now, Adam?
Yes, so gradual rollout, which can take up to 15 days, started on September the 19th. So it's gradual rollout started a few days ago, and it's available to absolutely everybody. So it's available to Google Workspace customers as well as legacy G Suite basic and business customers, and everybody that has a personal Google account. So available to
Great.
everyone.
Great, that's good to know. So it's interesting. We've got three updates which are sort of available to everybody and pretty much available now or very soon. So that's good to hear. Okay, brilliant. I think that's all of the updates, isn't it, Adam?
Yes, yeah, that's a thing for this week. And yeah, as you say, I'm a big fan of those small updates that improve everything for everybody. Obviously, sometimes a nice big update can be very well received as well. However, the smaller updates that just improve quality of life for everybody is always very nice as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. Okay, well, that's it, everybody. That's everything you need to know about latest updates happening within Google Workspace. Remember that there is a video version of this podcast on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/strawberry7. And there's also a audio version available from any of your podcast providers, depending on which one you're listening to. Thank you very much for joining us this week.
We'll be back again next Monday with more updates.
Goodbye.
Bye.